Parshas Vayeshev. Looking at this week's parsha in a way, it would seem like there was a lot of mistakes happened. When Yosef HaTzadik didn't find his brothers, he should have gone back home and nothing would have happened. He would have been sold. The Ramban is mishyachas to this in his famous Yesoid on the Pasuk Vayimtzeeyu Ish. Behine soya basada. Yoimar ki hu toya meradech v'loya yodea ono yelech v'nichnas basada ki v'mokam amira yamavakash oisam. V'yarech hakosov b'zeh lahagit yisibois rabois bo'u elov k'eroi lachzer loy. There were a lot of reasons why it shouldn't have worked out. And he should have gone back home. And he wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have met his brothers and he wouldn't have been sold. The Ramban says the famous saying of the Gezeira, the decree is true, is absolute, and the charitzos, the effort and the shtavas that a person makes is all sheker. Hashem caused them to have a moira derech, someone who's going to lead him. And this is what Chazal tell us. Then it's covered by Seinu Ba'omram Ki Aishem Lehim Alochem Shalom Chalosi Perzel Lodiyen Ki Atzas Hashem Yisokum. The Chassam Sofer in this week's parasha, when he brings down this Ramban, he adds that the Gemara Chulin Dachzadi Heyom Beis tells us that there were Amaroyim, they used to do form of Simonim to know what they're doing is the right thing or not. Rav Havabodik B'mabra, if he would find the ferry or the transportation easily, then he would go with it. It would be a simon that Rabbi Shem wanted to do it. But if it would be something that would cause him hardship, he wouldn't go. The Rasha says over there it's not called bichush because he didn't say it specifically that he's doing it only if he finds it easily. The Gemara goes on and says, Shmuel Badik Besifra. So the fear pasuk that he used to find a pasuk, he used to be noyig. If the pasuk would tell him somehow of a simon that he should be going, then he would go based on the pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan have a bodik b'yenuka. Oyomer liyeled, he used to chop psychly psukecha. Tell me a pasuk, and from that pasuk he would see if the Rabbi Hashem has in mind that he should go or not. Says the Chassam Sofer, all these three were niskayim by Yosef HaTzadik. He came to a place that they weren't there. He should have understood that he shouldn't look for them, for his brothers. That's similar to the Mabra of Rav, to the ferry of Rav, that it didn't come natural, it didn't come easily. He learned with his father the last parasha of Egla Rufa, which is the Inyan of Sifra. And he should have understood that the drachim, the ways are dangerous, and something might happen, he has to be careful. And the third thing is, he says, the Inuka, like the Malach, I told Yosef, Nasu Mizeh, Rashi says, Nasu Me'achva. They traveled from their brotherhood, even though he didn't know the remez, but the Torah is trying to meramis to us that all these three, this was like Psuka Leonuka, and there's three different simonim that shouldn't have happened. The Malbim adds even another prat, that the brothers went dafka to Shechem. Shechem was known to be a makom miyuid leperonius. Bad things happen in Shechem. Why do you guys go to Shechem? There's the Malbim. They wanted to go away from Yosef and not meet up with him. So they went to a place they knew for sure that Yaakov will not send Yosef to meet them because he wouldn't send them to Shechem. Even all that, Yaakov sent him to look for them and he ended up being led exactly where they were. And that's what the Ramban said over here, is that the Gezeira is Emes and the Charitza is Sheker. That something that's supposed to happen is going to happen, the Gezeira of the Elyon, even though it looks like it all happened by forms of things that didn't work out the right way. Excuse me. Rabbi Kveger at the end of this week's parasha has a beautiful beer on the same lines that we're talking about. It says in the pasuk, "Boit shloishes yomim Yisod Paretz Reshecha. He's telling the Sarah Mashkim that in 3 days, Paray will bring you back, and he will bring you back to your job. And then the pasuk goes on saying some interesting words. When Asarta Kois Paray Biyodek Mishpat Arishayin Asher Hayisa Mashkeu. You will serve Paray with the cup the same way you served him to begin with. Which this is L'chora Apella. This is something we have to understand. Is this the way that he has to tell him that he's going to get back his job? That he's going to do his job and he's going to serve him like he did it the first time? And it's even more than that, because B'derech Klal, if someone made a mistake the first time around, he'll be extra careful. Maybe he won't give him the same job or give him something similar. Maybe he'll give him a different job. Why is he telling him over here that he's going to give you back your first job? The next pasuk afterwards says, "Kim zechatani kokahita v'chavasis noyimadi ches v'zechatani aparavis v'simen abayis hazeh." This is something we have to understand. Also, the old mafarshim ask, "How is he relying as betochen and his request from the Sarah Mashkin?" He wasn't relying on the Vatavarim. There's a Kivegar Dover Nifla. Al Piderech HaTeva, he wouldn't have gave back his job. That's if he sent him away because there was a fly in his drink. Yosef HaTzadik was telling over here to Sarah Mashkin, the reason why he sent you away has nothing to do with the fact that there was a fly in the cup. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem caused to happen. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted you to come to this jail to meet me in order to get me out of jail. That's the whole reason why you were sent here. If that's the case, he says the raya is going to be that they're going to put you back to your original job. It's not going to be the issue with the job, with the dirty cup that you served him. And that's that hemshich of the psukim that he tells him, kiyim zechartani. He's really telling him, not to remind him that he has to remember him. Kiyim Zechartani is saying that the whole tachlis why you went over here, you think you came over here because of the dirty cup, you think you came over here because of the fly that was in the wine. If that's the case, they won't give you back your original job. They'll find you something else to do. They're going to put you back in your original job because the tachlis over here why you came was to get me out of jail, and the whole tachlis Kiyim Zechartani. So again, we see this yisoid of the Ramban. There's something supposed to happen. The Vanshim wants it to happen. It might look one way. It might look like a mistake. It might look like something's happening. But the tachlis is a different tachlis that the Vanshim wants to bring out a certain zera, and the effort and the shtadlis is lav davka. What's causing it? We are mischazik from Yosef HaTzadik. He had all the reasons in the world to be miyuyish, to give up. He was a yasim from a young age. His brothers hated him. He went to find his brother's throne in Talbot. He was sold to Neved. He had an assignment of Eshes Potiphar. He was put in jail for 12 years. He could have said, if only I wouldn't have gone to my brothers. If only I would have been born in a different matzav where I wasn't a yasim. If only I wouldn't have had an assignment of Eshes Potiphar. If only I wouldn't have been put in jail. Yosef HaTzadik understands that he has a special shlichus. Everything that happened to him is all a shlichus from Hashem in order to do what he has to do. It might seem that it happened by mistake. Ad kedei kach, when he meets his brothers, he tells them, "Va'ato na al te'otzvu, v'yichar be'enechem ki mechartem oisiheno. You don't be upset that you sold me. L'michya shlachani alakim l'fnechem." Ad kedei kach was the muna of Yosef HaTzadik. Ad kedei kach was the understanding based on everything that happens. A person could always say, could have, should have, would have been different. He has to know his situation is hand-picked by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is his tafkid, that is his shlichus, specially picked for him. Gzeira emes v'charitzus sheker, guten Shabbos.